Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
15 years ago, this week, I had the privilege of introducing you to someone I've known about for a long time, whose book and film changed my life, the Paradigm series. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Joel, happy anniversary, baby. Yep.
Yeah.
15 years you've been hanging out with me. So
a long run, yeah.
And folks, he's been steadfast in his support of our work. He's been here every month ever since then, and how rich our life has been, Joel, having your wisdom and your prophecies and your forecasting available to us. I just want you to know that you've made our lives better, and you make a difference. You've made a difference. I just want you to know that.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth.
That was my goal when I started to be a futurist. I said I want to help people and organizations shape their own future. And the paradigm discussion certainly had huge impact for that, and so did the vision work that I did.
Yep. But, you know, that's all any of us should have, right? I mean, we should all that's what when we wrap it up on this planet, shuffle off this mortal coil, the question we should all ask ourselves, hopefully, and answer properly is, did I make a difference? And that's all we can ask. Hey, Joe, we're talking about, by the way, welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame and having a great visit with Joel Barker. And we're talking about, you know, as I have mentioned a thousand times, he's one of the great futurists of our time. And around here, he's the greatest. Hey, Joel, over the last several years, you've given us some things to think about that were coming at us from the future. Some of them have arrived. Some of them are still forming. Microatomic reactors. Talk to us about that.
And I wouldn't use the word micro because that thing's too small. But what's happened is, thanks to Bill Gates, with funding from his own personal wealth, he has funded a company called TerraPower, which is producing new small nuclear reactors that are small enough that can be built in a factory and therefore have extreme quality and extreme trustworthiness in terms of that they're meeting their
reliability
goals.
Safety.
Yeah, they can be shipped by air, or they can be shipped by boat, they can be shipped by truck because of their size.
How big are they?
And what they basically... let's see if I can think of... If you think of a tennis court,
yeah,
six tennis courts, about that square footage, maybe a little bit bigger. And it depends. The actual reactor itself is, think about it, twice your body width and four times your height, and that's the actual reactor.
Wow.
So it's small, but it's extremely efficient.
And this would power, something like that would power what, a town?
It would, yeah. It's a town, not a city. For a city, you'd need several of them. The beauty is they're very, very safe. They want to quit. If things aren't going right, they want to stop. They don't want to go critical.
And there's also news on the waterfront, the insulating water that you have around these reactors, the cooling water. I read something recently. There's news about how they've learned how to make that even better, the heavy water that they use.
The heavy water?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because we are in the next generation, so we should see some of these improvements.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about the water is most of our reactors, in fact, I think all of our reactors in America are pressurized, which means they put pressure on the water so that it can absorb more heat. This one doesn't require the water to do that, so it has nothing under pressure. So it's part of the safety. But the other thing about the scale is at about 10 years when they are used up, they're basically picked up and shipped off, and you basically replace the whole unit with another unit, which means you can keep bringing innovation in place on a regular basis for the process.
Right.
And when we were talking about electricity for the cars, this is the base source. This is the steady source. for the system.
And hey, Joe, I want to move over and talk about some medical stuff. I want to bring in stem cell healing, okay. Also rapid vaccine development. There's so much that's happening right now, and the vaccine development in the last year. If there's a silver lining in this thing, it's what we've learned in responding quickly to existential threats. What do you think?
Absolutely, and it's not only we just didn't learn, but we applied it in a way that saved millions of lives with COVID. But what is especially interesting is, and I was reading this in my New Scientist magazine, they said probably the thing that comes out from the COVID thing the most is the speed of development of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of years, it's months. And the guy who's writing this says, and it'll probably be weeks before we're done with our new knowledge base.
Right.
So all of a sudden, instead of waiting for a long time for a vaccination, it literally, before the month is out, they'll begin to distribute the vaccines.
And this is on multiple fronts, folks. The stem cell healing and repair, that's something that's is continuing. The gene splicing and all that's all. Those are all new developments, relatively new, that we've talked about. Go ahead. Last thoughts, quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. So stem cell will be a base on which a lot of new healing and repairs are taken care of, and the vaccination will get considered. Literally starting to talk now about a universal vaccine.
Yeah.
So we're 10 years from now, we will look back and say we went through a horrible time but got a wonderful result.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Joe Barker. One more segment with him. We're going to talk about China. Is China its own worst enemy? After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.